Joining us now from his office in Burlington, Vermont, is Senator Patrick Leahy, a Democrat of Vermont and chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Senator Leahy, welcome once again.
It's good to be with you.
I want to run past you some of what President Bush said about Attorney General Gonzalez. He spoke of months of unfair treatment during which Attorney General Gonzalez's good name was dragged through the mud for political reasons. You would be one of the major alleged draggers in that case. What do you make of that?
Well, of course, what the president did not point out that the criticism of Attorney General Gonzalez was just as strong from the Republican side of the aisle as from the Democratic side of the aisle. Certainly those Republican senators as well as Democratic senators who had been prosecutors in an earlier life, as was I, felt that he was badly damaging the Department of Justice. And that's why, if you look at the department today, many, many key positions are vacant. People have just left because they thought that the normal integrity one would see with the department was lacking. And the president does not want to admit it, but key members of his own party were saying publicly that Attorney General Gonzalez should leave, and many of them told the president privately that he should leave.
By announcing that he will leave, does Attorney General Gonzalez moot the question of why some U.S. attorneys were fired? Is that now history and not worth an investigation? You're still going after it.
There are a number of questions that have not been asked. I spoke with the White House today, and I told them I'm still going to want the answers to those questions. We want to make sure whoever the next president is, whether it's a Republican or Democratic president, that they will never make this mistake again, that they will never allow the Department of Justice to be so badly politicized, because it hurts law enforcement. It hurts it all the way down to the cop and the beat.
So the investigations continue.
The investigations will have to continue. I would hope that we can get all the answers. And the reason I'd hope we get the answers soon is so the next president will make sure these mistakes will never be repeated.
One of the people being mentioned most often today as a possible successor to Attorney General Gonzalez is Michael Chertoff, the Secretary of Homeland Security. He is someone who has been confirmed by the Senate for another cabinet position. Considering Secretary Chertoff and the various questions that surround the Justice Department, would you assume that that's somebody who is confirmable, or is that a contentious confirmation hearing, as you would say?
I would hope that the president would sit down with the Republican and Democratic leadership of the Senate and realize that the Constitution says advise and consent, and seek the advice of the people in the Senate leadership in both parties before he seeks our consent on a name. I think that it would be easy to get a consensus candidate who could do a very, very good job as Attorney General and could help restore the credibility of the Department of Justice. That's what the president should do.
Well, if he asked you your advice about Secretary Chertoff as a possible Attorney General, what would that be?
My advice hasn't been asked on that, but I'd be happy to give the president advice should I be asked.
You won't share with us what that advice might be in that particular case?
We're talking about the person who's in charge of the recovery effort on Katrina.
Well, that's not the most favorable thing you could say about him. I assume you'd not be very receptive to that idea in that case.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying that's one of the issues will come up, of course, and how badly the Department of Homeland Security has been run. But I'm not ruling anybody in or out. I'd be happy to sit down with the Republican and Democratic leadership and the president and give advice on different names.
That's Senator Patrick Leahy, Democrat of Vermont, the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Senator Leahy, thank you very much for talking with us.
Take care.